Hello and welcome to Bar 20 Arms podcast. You can reach us at bar20arms@yahoo.com or our Facebook page, facebook.com/bar20arms, or our podcast at podomatic.com, search bar20arms, or of course you can download us on iTunes. So here we are today. We got our hunts out of the way since the last time we talked to you. We're actually out of hunting season now. Nothing really more came out of in between then and now. We haven't got our buck.
Wait, 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 whoa.
Well, you got your buck, but they already know about
I
that buck.
oh, yeah. No, they don't, do they?
Yeah, we already talked about that. Remember we put the pictures on there and
We already talked about that?
yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. So we didn't get a buck. We ran out of time. We were too picky. Actually, we didn't see a buck. And then let's see. So we got the Christmas hunt. We got 3 days there. So we'll just kind of wait around for that and see what happens.
Yeah, that'll be good. That Christmas hunt's gonna be good. We got some tricks up our sleeve.
Oh yeah.
Got some good places to go. Got some yeah, it's gonna work out. The Christmas hunt's 3 days. I've taken some vacation time. So it's gonna be really good. Now you'll hear some noise in the background. I'm a kind of an ADHWD 40 guy. Got to be doing something, so I'm reloading, and I apologize for the noise, but I'll try to keep it down to a low roar.
And I guess we can start off with the Luger. That's what I'm playing with. Bar 20 Arms has acquired a 1941 Luger. And it was, it's just cool. It's you see it in a case at a gun shop. It's just interesting. It's something, you're not used to seeing. Or at least just the way we feel about it. It's just something that really catches your eye.
Now,
So
how did you know it was a 1941?
now I knew it was a 1941 after I asked to see it. And it's printed. It's dated 1941. Once you do a little bit of homework on it, you find out that the Lugers are all dated at the very top of the slide. Right before you get to the barrel, and they're right on top of the receiver. So this particular Luger is a Mauser Luger, and it was made in 1941, early 1941, according to the serial number. And I actually found out through some research and some homework, it's actually somewhat of a rare Luger. It was one of 12,400 made, and so it's somewhat unique. Also, it's one of I don't know, I don't remember the exact number. It's going to be on our website, which we're going to be talking about here in a minute. That's kind of a new thing too, but all the details will be on that. But it's a it's one of a very low number of wooden gripped ones, because at that time period they were starting to switch over to a plastic grip. So anyway, we'll get to, but yeah, it's a real interesting pistol, and I would assume a lot of fun to shoot. I loaded up some bullets for it to shoot, and I was, I guess what you would call, a little bit sissy, and downloaded them too low, that they won't action the slide all the way to the rear to load the next round. So in its current state, it is a single shot pistol. I don't really have anything to say as far as the shooting it. I mean, it's very accurate, surprisingly. one shot at a time. I don't know if it's more accurate in a semi-auto function, but one shot at a time, it seems to be real accurate. So that'll be interesting. So we'll talk about more on this later as I make some new rounds and full powder charge so that so it actions the bullet. Well, I was going on the basis that being a 1941, our powders have changed since that time period, and I just kind of assumed that maybe I should take it easy on it, being that, it's an older pistol. Because I know, like, for example, the 1903 Springfield. If you own an original 1903 Springfield, you cannot shoot the same reloads as somebody that owns a 1903 A3 Springfield, because the type of materials used in the 03 were less or substandard to the ones in the 03 A3. So 03 A3 is a stronger receiver, it's stronger materials, and it can handle the maxed out reloads. So that's kind of what I was going on when I was thinking that. So I didn't want to break it the first time I shot it. So we but anyway, so in the future we'll do another, we'll talk about the Luger, shooting the Luger with real man loads. But so enough of the Luger for now. If you want to check it out, I guess we can go right into the big news of the day. I guess we haven't really talked about it, but I kind of showed it to you a minute ago. But we're gonna launch a website, a Bar 20 Arms website, which is going to be, well, it's gonna be good for everybody because putting the Luger back together. Sorry. Okay, it's gonna be good for everybody because one, it's gonna have all everything that we do all in one place. It's gonna have our YouTube videos. It's gonna have our podcast, a little bit about us, and then it's also gonna have a contact page where you can send us messages right from the website. And then it's also gonna have, what else did it have on there? Oh, reviews.
Reviews,
Reviews.
yeah, and that'll
So,
yeah, that'll grow too. There's more
yeah, sure.
reviews that we do.
And we have stuff on there we got to do right now that we've done on video reviews, but we want to do written reviews. It'll be kind of like guns and ammo. We're gonna, review an item, and we'll do pictures, close-up pictures. We'll do a video that we'll add to that page as well, and then we'll do close-up pictures and a written review in common wordage, verbiage, to so that just a, I don't know,
Yeah,
simple review, just something that is, it's not, it, we're not going to be biased because we're being paid by one person, one company or another, as far as that goes. We're not paid, so we will we'll be doing this with our own opinion, and it'll be a strong opinion. So I look forward to that. I went ahead and as a practice run on the website, when it launches, you're going to notice that it has a review on the Luger with pictures of the Ruger, how to disassemble and clean the Luger, and pictures and information, appraisal information, which is really good information.
Yeah,
So
I don't
just for anybody that's got a Luger out there, it might help them.
that gun that you got looks pretty rough on the outside, but the story behind it, that it actually was probably a battlefield gun.
Yeah, it actually didn't, and that's another thing that really,
That it was somebody brought that home.
right, a bring back weapon. Yeah. And that's what I guess made it even more appealing was it had no import marks on it. It wasn't imported by a company in the US. It's all German markings. There's no American markings on it at all. So it's, I mean, it's original. It's got all the German military stamps, you know, the eagle with the, I don't know what that was called,
Swastika.
the swastika. It's got the swastika with the eagle and the, you know what I'm saying, people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But
It's
then on
basically the German crest,
crest, so
the
the Reich crest,
okay.
is that what it's called? I don't know. Anyway, if you know, send us a message. Set us straight on this. But anyway, I didn't look into the German crest wordage, but anyway, it's all German documented. It's marked. Everything is original. And another really cool thing about it is it came with the original leather officer's holster, which is also marked with the German stamping markings and dated. So that's really cool. Also dated 1941. So it's pretty neat. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do a lot of playing around with it and shooting once I get some good bullets made up. And
Oh
then,
yeah. We'll do a final review on that. Or we haven't even done a review on it, have we? No, we just tried to
we did
shoot
the
some of the sissy loads and it didn't work out. So
so
62,000.
we well I started that review on our unpublished website because the website's not available as of right now.
It's a big, gonna be a big thing.
It
It's a
is going
big
to be a
thing.
big thing.
If
We're waiting on a couple of things right now. I'm not going to go into those details.
money, money.
Well, money's always an issue, but that's not actually the biggest problem right now. But we're working through that. We'll get that published, I'm going to say within the week, maybe next week. So you can look forward to that. I'm not going to give you any information here right now as far as finding it, because we're not ready yet. But as soon as we get ready, I'll put it in the information bar, or information here on the podcast, in the text below, and you'll be able to find it there.
Today I'm reloading some 338-06, which is a 30-06 necked up to a 338 diameter bullet. It's an awesome caliber for big game, long range shooting. It's great. We're actually trying to develop a target load for a 250 grain Hornady match bullet. So we've been working on that for the last couple of days, trying to zero in on a good load. We've had some prospects loads, but we're not quite there yet. So
Yeah, and that is all working towards a final goal of, it's going to be exciting, a day out for Bar 20 Arms. We're going on a field trip. We're going to go do a long range shooting course in February. And we got to have 180 quality made bullets ready to go, match grade bullets, shooting a minimum of 800 yards out to 1300 yards. So, we're kind of trying to prep now and get our loads all worked out and what we're going to use and then start our mass producing.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing,
200 rounds, right?
200 rounds. So in one day, that's going to be exciting.
Yeesh.
It's going to be a lot of shooting.
Those shoulders gonna be sore.
Yeah, it will. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, which reminds me, we need to get bipods for our rifle. We're going to be prone shooting.
Okay, yeah, I've got bipod.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I had one. I think I sold
You got an iPod. I got an
it.
iPod. Should have
Okay.
saved your money.
Yeah, should save me money.
So yeah, there's that to look forward to. So, excuse me.
In February, we'll be doing a on location. On our field trip, so we'll do maybe we'll do some pictures and maybe a little video
Yeah, absolutely.
out there.
I see 1,800 yards.
800 minimum.
800 minimum.
So target capability out to 1300. Tot skills will be 8 to 1,000. Capable targets out to 13, I believe. So that's exciting. That's
Oh
gonna be a lot of
yeah.
fun.
This morning we went varmint hunting. Didn't pan out. Made a
No.
couple of mistakes, a couple of errors. So
Bad day for that.
it was a bad day. We were just not doing good. Possibly saw a coyote, and the coyote saw us and ran away. But we're gonna do better next time. It's a live and learn thing, you know. Some days you have bad days, and you know right off the get-go, it ain't gonna work. And this morning was one of those days. We're using our Fox Pro game call, and it's really nice. Has all kinds of squeaky animal distress calls.
Yeah, dying bird, dying rabbit,
Oh yeah.
dying.
Yep. Lucky bird, everything on there. So, and it works. I've used it before, and I actually called up animals within 2 to 3 minutes. I've called up foxes.
Well, we
And
used it on that fox I shot.
yeah.
Well, we used it on the fox you shot. So they're
Yeah.
on our YouTube channel.
Oh yeah, it works. It works good. And we were hoping for a coyote, and we possibly called one in within a minute.
Yeah.
But we had to do some regrouping, and during the regrouping we blew it.
Yeah.
But when I was sitting there trying to keep from getting bored listening to the dying animal, I was thinking that this was like as that animal's dying, somebody like a Black Friday shopper, somebody falling and can't get up, and they ask another soccer mom for help.
Yeah.
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
We had a crow that flew overhead, heard the noise, immediately
Turn back
turned back
around.
around, landed in a tree, and I had never heard a crow be so quiet. That crow, he was definitely interested
Yeah.
in seeing what kind of animal was down there, what kind of meal he was fixing to get.
Yeah, he watched for a long time. Couple minutes, and
Yeah, he did, and he gave it up and left.
then he just took off. I guess he figured out it wasn't worth it.
Too big an animal or something.
That's pretty interesting, though. Well, he
Yeah.
wheeled around, came right back. Everything was right. I thought it was gonna be a good hunt, but it went downhill quick.
It was a morning hunt. I like the evening hunts better. Seems like the animals have they've been bed down most of the day, and when they wake up in the afternoon, they're hungry. They're more apt to be on the hunt for the evening. And after in the morning, it seems like they've hunted all night maybe, and already have a full tummy. Now I thought we were going to go hunting yesterday, so in preparation for today, I shot a squirrel for some live game, or for a live bait, and I put the squirrel where we were hunting, so perhaps the predator wasn't hungry, so
I already ate.
already ate the squirrel. And so anyway, I'm gonna try it again tonight. I'm gonna be solo. And I did a deer hunt solo one Sunday afternoon, and it was one of the best hunts I've ever had in my entire life. I mean, it was a foggy, rainy day, and it had been warm, and it turned off cold. And I knew it was going to be good, and I shot two deer within about 30 minutes apart, and a really nice 8-point buck. But I did it solo. And my camera work was terrible. First deer was good. It was great. The second one, the camera, the deer, the 8-point buck had actually walked out of the camera, but there was no way I was going to let that buck walk because it was a very nice deer, and I didn't have time to change positions to go to check on the camera because I was afraid I would be seen. I just didn't want to take a chance. So anyway, we didn't get that one, and I'm really bummed out about that because that would have been a really nice video.
Yeah, it would have been. Really would have been.
But the 300 blackout, we did a deer hunt with that. The 223 was just amazing. It was an amazing shot. The angle and everything that we shot that doe, it was amazing. It yeah, dropped it was. Her in her tracks.
Yeah. Just like 308.
223 with a 63 grain bullet.
Yeah. Yeah, I was devastating. To all those that don't believe, there's the proof. It dropped it like a rock. Didn't move.
Yeah, and just like my 308, just like we said, it was a great shot. Same, almost exact same shot placement with the 308 150 grain as the 223 63 grain, and that deer was just as dead. It was simply amazing.
Yeah,
223. So I would say if you hunt with a 223, shot placement is everything. So
yeah, it definitely.
And I knew a guy I worked with. He asked me. He said, "Hey, my daughter's wanting to hunt, and she's like 11 years old. What gun should I get?" And I said a 243. He got the 243, and he came back and he said it's too much. She can't shoot it. And I said, man, I don't know. You know, there's lots of other ones, 257 Roberts, but I don't know. You know, the 243 is pretty light recoil. Well, he came back and he said they bought a 223. And I didn't want to discourage him, but I thought, oh, that's too small. First weekend, he came back and he reported that she shot and killed and dropped a deer.
Wow.
I was like, we gotta check into that. That's pretty amazing. And he was right. It works.
Wow.
223.
Yeah, it is really impressive. You wouldn't think so by looking at it because it's just such a small bullet. You wouldn't think it'd be enough, but it is. It's lethal.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing. People's argument to that is, well, they use, you know, that caliber in the military, and you know, it's used against humans, but people don't understand it takes a whole lot less to penetrate our skin and our tissue than it does an animal, a deer. So it's a lot more impressive for it to be killing a deer than it is a human.
Yeah, I think so.
So I just don't think people really understand the density of you know, animal fat and you know, hide and their skin is a lot thicker than ours.
Yeah.
So that's pretty impressive for sure.
Yeah, that's neat. So anyway, that worked out good. I'm almost through here. I'm using my Lee Turret press. I love it. It's a self-indexing turret press, and it's really, really nice. It's all you need for loading rifle and handgun. Of course, the Progressive's nice for handgun, but for rifle, this one's really good. I really enjoy it. So,
yeah, I never really liked my Progressive. I don't even use it anymore. I think it's out in the garage somewhere.
Yeah, they don't. They work good for handguns. Once you get them all set up, it's good to have them set up for one particular handgun and leave it. Don't mess with
yeah.
it. But no, we're talking about a Lee Progressive press, and there's a lot of little bitty parts.
Yeah, I did fine until I tried to switch calibers, and then it didn't do so well. And at that point, I switched it back and forth a couple of times, and then I boxed it up, and it went in the... Well, for a time, it sat on the end of the table, and then it ended up in the floor. And then it ended up in a box on the floor. And then it ended up in the the closet. Now I think it's out in the
Yeah.
garage. So it
Yeah.
moved farther and farther away from the load bench.
Now that's a subject that you can definitely get some arguments going on which press and which system is the best.
Oh yeah.
So, and we don't want to get any arguments going, but
Now everybody has their likes and dislikes, some people like apple pie, some people like cherry pie. And there's nothing wrong with either, but so that's like I said, that's a hard subject to talk about because people get worked up pretty easy. I could care less, to be honest, what other people use. If I'm using one and I like it, I don't really care what they're using.
no.
And that's what I tell people all the time. Well, I got in a I had a customer the other day asking me about AR-15s, and I kind of got off in my little rant about them being all the same, and I try not to do that because it upsets people because people spend good money for name brand items that they believe are better than others, and so I try not to upset people, but something he said rubbed me wrong. I can't remember what it was, but it kind of got me off into a rant about it. And boy, he got defensive and he got upset, and he done everything he could to convince me that that his was better, because he spent $2,000and
Wow.
on an AR, and I spent $600. And he was angry that I thought that my 600 was just as good as his 2000. So it got down to a point where both of us were getting kind of heated about it, and
Customer is always right.
customer's always right. But I ended the conversation very carefully and tactfully by saying,
Have a nice day.
well, no, I should have. That would have been probably a better way to go. But no, I told him, I said, well, my AR shoots hole-in-a-hole groups at 100 yards.
Yeah, I've seen it.
So if mine is a piece of junk and it shoots hole-in-a-hole groups at 100 yards, what could be better? What is better than three, four, five shots in one hole? If there is a better, then I am wrong. I've been messing up. But
Well, what did he have?
one of them Rock River decked out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Which
all
is
right.
fine, but that goes back to apple pie and cherry pie. If you like Rock River, you buy Rock River. If you like Bushmaster, buy Bushmaster.
Yeah.
But, and that's kind of thing with these presses and reloading equipment. If you like one, you buy it. But
That's right.
you should keep in mind, however, I don't mean it's the
$89 over here at this Tuart Press, and I
best.
absolutely love it. The only thing I'm mad at is why I didn't get one years ago.
Yeah.
I came out of the Stone Age from a single stage press. I was.
Hey, I still use mine.
Well, ignorance is bliss. No, I was a single stage, and I could load bullets. A round that was concentricity was maybe one thousandths, and I was so happy with that. Then I got this Tuart Lee El Cheapo Tuart press, and I thought, okay, there goes my. There goes my true straight bullets that were the concentricity was one thousandths or less.
Yeah.
But I'm still with my special technique, I'm still producing those bullets. That's very true. So
Wow.
I'm happy.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
You keep your ram and press all lubed,
Yeah.
and life is good. I mean, you can hear it. Listen to this. Self-indexing turret press. It's a wonderful sound.
Yeah, well, I may upgrade one of these days.
Come out of the Stone Age.
Yeah,
Life's good. Yep.
so we got, let's see, we're coming out of hunting season, which is really odd because we're just now coming into winter. So,
Yeah, well, it's been kind of unusually warm and very windy.
Very windy, yeah.
Monday I was squirrel hunting and it was so windy. I don't know, 40 mile an hour gust.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It was so windy.
We
there
got
was nothing.
We got
nothing out.
Rain too. A big rainstorm came through.
Yeah, a big rainstorm and Tuesday, Monday night, that helped. Tuesday, man, the little squirrels were out in number. All right, those are ready to shoot. And once we work up a load, now these, I told you 250. Now, just for fun, I loaded some SST 225 grain Hornady's and with some 4064. So we're going to.
How does that help her? I thought we were doing 250s.
Well, I'm getting low on my 250s.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
I'm going to play around with these 225s. They're a little bit cheaper and see about that powder, 4064.
I'll continue testing on the
I'm done.
The hollow point.
Yeah, and there won't be no more racket. I'm done. There'll be no more yeah, when I did that solo video, it was and you notice when you see my video on YouTube of the that doe that I shot, I was so excited because I shot that doe and then I shot that buck, and I did a both conclusion video on them. But when I done the doe, I was so excited. I repeated myself, and I was just so disappointed. And it's hard to do it by yourself without a critic or a producer or somebody to, you know, tell you what you're doing wrong. So. This varmint hunt that we're doing, I'm going to redeem myself. And
why? Because I'm leaving?
Huh?
Why? Because I'm leaving?
No. I just felt like I just really blew it with that buck video. Because, I mean, it would have been a great video.
Yeah.
And I was real excited about it.
Yeah, you were excited. You had good right to be. I mean, it was a good buck.
Yeah.
But
so, anyway, that's the way life is sometimes. You're on top of your game, and sometimes you're not. More time, you're not. Or I am, anyway. I'm not saying that anyone else is not on top of the game.
Well, it's a lot of fun, anyway. Then,
yep.
So, then we got, let's see. Other than varmint hunting, we really don't have anything else going.
Well, yeah, we got another big buck hunt.
Well,
we got
a
deer hunt
after Christmas.
Yeah, and that's going to be good. We've got a couple of really, really good. Now we're going to be really hunting this time.
Yeah, it's
it's a
real hunt.
Yeah, it's a real hunt out. It's going to be
by request because we got so many critics out there that.
Yeah,
don't like our harvesting method, but you don't realize how hard until you've actually went out and done it. You try to film a hunt; it is incredibly hard to do, because when you get around real deer, they are skittish, they are scared, they smell something that's not usually there, they run. You know, they hear a camera, beep beep beep, come on, they're gonna run. They're not gonna, you know, sit there and look at you. So. I think it's funny, you know, we get a lot of hate mail about our videos, but I also think it's funny that those same people tell us, hey, go check out these videos, you know, you should do them like that, and I'll go look at them, and they turn out to be like those deer farms, you know, where a guided hunt.
Oh, yeah, shoot that one over there.
Yeah, yeah. So it's no different than ours. It's just maybe a little bit better camera, or, you know, they spend lots of money on their, you know.
Hey, and not just everybody can look the animal right in the eye and hold on to the leash and shoot him in the head.
Yeah, it does take a special character.
Yeah.
Or
shoot him through the cage. You might hit the wire and it might bounce off.
Yeah, you got to be careful of that.
No, well, what we do is it's real hunting.
It
I
is.
mean, we went out and planted a food plot, spent lots of money on a food plot. I mean, it actually, you think if you watch our videos, you think, man, those guys are lazy. They don't know. It actually takes me and occasionally my partner. It takes me a couple of months actually of work to get the food plot. I have to carry water to water the food plot. I have to, it's hard. And I do it every day. I work on it every day. And you have to keep, you know, if this is actually, I consider this herd that we have, and there's probably, oh, now we have shot 10 deer.
This year.
Yeah, my family, our family, our little group, we shot 10 deer right here on Bar 20 Arm Ranch. And it's hard. I mean, it don't look like it's no challenge or anything, but I have worked really hard to get the food plot, get everything. And you gotta give the deer everything they need. You gotta give them shelter, protection, food, water,
Water.
and so it's my herd of deer. And they're not tame. I mean, you can't walk out there and walk up to them by no means. They'll be gone.
No, and if you come out of the blind, as we call it, they will run.
Oh yeah, if
They
they one time I turned the radio off and they ran away.
and so that, as far as that goes, it's, they're pretty normal as far as they hear something out of the ordinary, it scares them, they take off. But they're not, so they're not tame, but they're not as skittish as, going 100
No.
miles out in the middle of nowhere, but because they are used to seeing people, as far as walking. The ranch is in the woods. It's out in the middle of the woods,
Yeah.
so the deer are all around us, and they're used to,
Now the thing about the predator hunts, they're hard. Now today we were hunting, this morning we were hunting, and max shot maybe 30 yards, and it's really hard to call up a predator, because
within 30
within
yards.
30 yards in the brush. Now coyotes, it's almost impossible. It's not impossible, but we had a little bit of a wind that was not in our favor. It was actually on our backs, and it wasn't blowing very much, couple, 3, 4, 5 mile an hour at the most. But it's a bad it was bad enough to where you're not going to see anything. Coyotes, they don't take too many chances, and you can call them in, but they can disappear in just a few seconds. They'll be gone. So it's really challenging to get them in that close. Now we don't have a big, we're not, we don't have here in the Ozarks, we don't have that many fields. And if we do, we have cows and just don't feel comfortable shooting around cows. So, and most other farmers won't let you shoot around cows. So, the big open fields is not an option. So we have to take the woods and the small meadows best we can. So it's really hard. Now we're gonna try again tonight, and like I said, I'm gonna be doing solo, and so we're hoping it's gonna be good. We're hoping for a fox, a red fox, but a coyote would be even better, because we don't like coyotes.
Coyote or a bobcat?
Yeah, but I'm using this time my AR-10. DPMS Sportical. I'm using a varmint bullet that's downloaded, so it sounds like a overkill, but I think it's gonna be just right, because I've downloaded it enough and I've shot that bullet, tested it, and we've tested it, so I think it's gonna work really well. And we're gonna try to save the hide, save the pelt. So, I don't want to blow a big hole in it, and I want to definitely want to kill the animal with one shot. But I want to do it in a humane way, but I don't want to tear it up real bad so we can't use it. Did we ever show our fox, our stuffed fox? We never did we?
No, we didn't.
We got to do a YouTube video on that.
Yeah, we do. Get them both together again and Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because
Maybe next weekend we can do that.
and I want to show you the difference too. We shot yours in January and
Yeah,
mine in
mine.
February, and the hide on mine is not, the fur is not as good quality as yours. It's a difference. It's a big difference. Mine, it looks a little bit more mangier, a little I mean, they were healthy foxes, but the hide differences, the quality was different. So that's, this time of year it's premium up to about, February maybe. Food is more scarce, it's colder, there's more stress on the animal.
Yeah, there is a change. And the farther you go past that, the worse they get. You shoot one in the summer, and it's not even worth keeping. It's about bald and just patchy hair, and just
Right,
they
yeah.
look rough. They just start molting and shedding. But yeah, they turned out really good. So we'll have to do a video on that and show them off. I've been showboating mine all around. I know you did too, carrying it around to work.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
it scared me a few times.
sitting there by the door.
Yeah, I put it in the back seat of my Jeep. And that next morning, I went to go to work. As I'm backing out of the driveway, I turned around, and there it was. Whoa, man, what was that? There's that fox looking at me.
Mine's sitting by the front door. And get up in the morning and come in, turn on the kitchen light, walk to the living room, and turn, and there it is sitting by the door. And it gets you pretty big, bright and early in the morning. It's still dark.
Yeah. My fox went from the window seat upstairs to the closet, and I said, "Hey, where's my fox?" I noticed it was Christmas, some Christmas figurines sitting there. I thought, "Oh man,
Should have decorated the fox.
that's what I would have thought."
It's funny. My dog, my Jack Russell, when I like to mess around with it, I'll move the fox from one place in the house to another, and that dog just freaks out. She gets so used to it sitting by the door, she'll see it over by the back door or somewhere else. Boy, she goes crazy trying to find it, and when she finds it, she smells it all over the place and trying to figure out how it moved. And it's funny, it's hilarious.
Man.
But so I mess with her about 3 or 4 days. I'll move it a little bit and see what she does, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah, if we get a coyote, I don't know why, but it'd sure be neat to have one, to have it stuffed and
Oh, if it's a good mount,
oh yeah.
if it's not all mangy, yeah, it'd be awesome.
Oh yeah, it'll be fun. A bobcat, definitely.
Like to do something different this time, like do a like that one we saw walking. That was pretty cool.
Walking with a squirrel in its mouth.
Yeah, that was a good one too.
Yep, that was awesome. Yep.
That was pretty cool. So
We've got everything here. I've seen bobcat,
bear.
coyote, bear. We have just about every animal here that we're supposed to have in the Ozarks. Well, I mean, there is Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Yeah. I'm not going to shoot him, though.
No.
Sasquatch.
So there's a lot of really cool things. We're pretty much gonna hunt all year. At some point, we're gonna go back to hog hunting. Of course, after Christmas hunt, we're gonna get back into our ballistics, doing bullet reviews and ballistic gel, and we got a lot of stuff to keep testing.
Oh yeah, we got to make a
So
rifle.
yeah, we gotta make. Yeah, we're still doing that 7.62 by 39 comparison to 300 blackout video. That was requested like 6 months ago, but it has taken us so much to do this project. We're doing a lab quality test, so we gotta build a rifle. We're gonna film that, and then we got to. I already did all the ballistic work, the numbers, and then creating slideshows and all that with all the ballistics.
Yeah.
Then we gotta shoot, do the shooting portion, and then we can start on the actual terminal ballistics, and checking the performance, and then the comparison of the two. So it's a lot of stuff coming up with that. That's probably gonna take us, that'll probably be a total of 10 different videos on one subject, and that'll take us, it's gonna take us, once we start, it'll take probably a month or so to do all the filming, and then probably close to that to do all the editing and put it all together. So it's gonna be a lot of fun, but it's time consuming. And for us, it kind of slows down the fun because we got to record it all. But
Yeah, I can't wait, and I'm ready to build that rifle anytime you're ready.
yeah, I guess as soon as we get out. Well, I guess we can start whenever, really, because we can't hunt until Christmas.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So I guess anytime, really.
Okay.
We
Yeah,
can
we'll
get
build
started on
that.
it.
We're gonna do a complete video on that rifle too, by the way. It'll be a custom Mauser, right?
Yeah, custom Mauser made
We
out of
have
a,
the action, right?
yep, made out of a Yugo German or Yugo Mauser.
Which is a shorter action, which would be perfect for that 7.62 by 39.
Yeah, it will.
That's going to be a good deer hunter too,
It will be a
and a
good gun.
bolt action.
Yeah, it'll be a good gun.
And the next year, we'll do a deer hunt and a varmint hunt.
Yeah, might as well. Yeah.
Have we got reloading dies for that?
Now we gotta pick some up. Especially before we do any ballistics on
Yeah,
it,
we'll
but
use a 125 grain Hornady probably.
yeah, probably an AMAX if they make an AMAX 125.
Oh yeah. Yeah, well, whatever your whatever the
300, what?
300 shooting, that's what we should shoot.
Oh, 300's not in that book, but it'll be in the new book. They just announced it's in the new book. Yeah, the 7.62 by 39. I think they make a 125 AMAX, but I just like those AMAXs. They're accurate and they're good bullets.
Yeah. Seven point 6.2 by 39. Ah.
So that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on. Can't wait to get going on that.
So the website's gonna release. I need to, I guess, set a date on it. While you're looking that up, let's see. Don't have my phone.
All right, no AMAX on the 7.62 by 39.
Oh, the 123 grain SST
Yeah, that's what
or the
we're gonna.
soft point.
Yeah, we probably should do that SST. Be closest thing to an AMAX. Wow.
That's got a higher BC too.
310 diameter.
Oh, nice.
Huh?
That
Is
won't
yours a
work.
308? Is
308.
that
We're gonna barrel it at
okay?
308, so we can use 308
Right there.
bullets. It's 130 grain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work. Soft point. What about that VMAX? 110 grain VMAX.
Yeah, I can use that. It won't be good for deer.
Well, we're just trying to compare them, so we can max out the 300 and then max out the 7.62 by 39 and
Well,
test for energy and.
we get Hornady bullets a little bit cheaper, and we love Hornady bullets, so
Yeah, they seem to be the best. All the tests we've done, Hardy always comes out on top. They just seem to be the better bullet.
they come a long ways.
But yeah, so we'll release the website. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Let's say next Friday will be
Okay.
the unveiling of the Bar 20 Arms
The
website,
ribbon cutting.
the ribbon cutting.
stick the shovel in the ground and all that.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, we could. Yeah.
Yep. We'll have to haul in some dirt.
I'll have to haul in some dirt on the So yeah, let's say next Friday, five. Let's see, next Friday by 5 p.m. Central Time.
Okay.
We'll open the doors on Bar 20 Arms homepage, and then we'll have a first. We'll have.
What will the it is it going to be bar20arms.com?
Yes.
Okay.
It will be bar20arms.com. Don't go there now. It's not up. It's not working. If you,
But you've got it pretty much constructed. You just got to.
yeah, it's pretty much constructed. We got our first review up, as a test review. We're just working out the kinks right now as far as tweaking some coding and stuff like that. Doing all the HTML coding and the CSS coding. So, let's tweak it a little bit. We got a little bit of that to do. Some finish some construction on a couple of the floors, and then we'll open her up.
Yeah,
So,
that'll be really neat.
yeah, I think it's gonna help everybody out that is a all two of you. That way you can locate everything that we do on one page. Well, it's actually more than one page. It's like five pages, but anyway, on one site, as opposed to going to YouTube or going to Podomatic or going to Twitter or Facebook, or it's all in one place.
Well, that reminds me of something else too, that we have openings for more viewers
We
than the
do.
two that we have.
That's right, we do.
We're accepting openings right now.
Yeah, open invitation. Applications are being accepted
Yeah, three would be
daily.
nice.
Three would be nice for
Yeah.
us. We're really shooting for three. So that would be really good. So yeah, fresh opening. That's a good point. Yeah. So yeah, unveiling of the website. Let's see, what else did we need to hit on? Let's see. We should do jokes. No.
Well, all right. Well, went to a restaurant the other night. You're supposed to say,
Oh, yes. What restaurant?
well, no, you're supposed to say,
Oh.
oh, really? Tell me about it then.
Oh, tell me about
Well, I noticed there
it.
were a lot of couples coming in, and this couple on the right, they obviously were newlyweds, and I overheard the guy, my wife overheard the guy say, "Hey, hand me the sugar, sugar." And oh, she blushed and got all kinds of red. And, oh man! And then a couple on our left, we overheard him say that he said, "Pass me the honey, honey." And his wife got all blushed and red and embarrassed, and she just all loved it, you know. And wow. And my wife said, "Well, you never say anything like that to me. How come you don't ever say anything like that to me?" Well, I looked over and I said, "Hey, pass me the tea bag." It didn't go over very good for some reason.
No, I don't imagine so. Oh, man.
That's the best one I got today.
I don't remember any jokes. I never can remember.
Yeah, well, I work in a facility where jokes are politically incorrect, and we don't tell jokes. Take time away from work, and
Yes, takes out of productivity.
oh yeah, and I'm generally politically incorrect, so it's better if I just keep my mouth shut, be a good little servant.
Oh
What, I'm fired?
man.
Just got a message. Just got a text message.
Yeah, so yeah, we got a lot of upcoming things.
Yeah,
A lot of
I can't wait to get that Luger, some loads loaded up for that Luger so we can shoot it.
Yeah, I'll try to work up a good load for it. It was really shooting good one at a time. So that was.
Well, I really hate to let you down, but those were my 308 group from my 300, my 308.
Oh, those three?
Yeah, sorry, sorry.
Oh, man.
That paper would already had holes in it.
So I
Right.
didn't. So we didn't hit the paper at all.
Oh, I hit it on the corner, remember?
Oh.
On the far right corner.
Yeah.
So
Man.
yeah, sorry
Okay.
about that. We were standing about 20 yards.
Yeah. Well, I think it'll do pretty good. We just gotta.
Well, we'll get some ammo
Yeah.
for some uploaded 9mm.
Yeah, I'll max out some good quality rounds, and then we'll do a video. We'll do
Yeah.
a video on it and show it off, and then finish up the review with the shooting portion,
Yeah.
and then go from there.
Yeah, it'll be great.
But yeah, we're
It'll be
really
fun.
looking forward to that. So, but yeah, there's a lot of upcoming exciting things going on at Bar 20 Arms. So stay with us and gather up some fellow listeners.
Yeah.
Spread the word how irritating we are, and
Yeah,
yeah. So, I guess that's pretty much all we got for today. So yeah, just come check us out at Bar 20 Arms on YouTube. We have all kinds of videos there for you to see. If you haven't been there yet, it is www.youtube.com/bar20arms. You can send us an email at bar20arms@yahoo.com. We also have a Twitter page at bar20arms. And of course, Facebook. Man, these are irritating. There's too many of them.
Yeah.
There's too much social out there. I need to get unsocial.
I'm unsocial.
I
I don't
know.
have any of that stuff.
Okay, so Bar 20 Arms on Facebook. Come like us there and check it out. So I guess that's all we got for today, and we'll talk to you next week on the podcast, and we'll get some videos up this week, this next week.
Yeah.
And I guess
And don't shoot like my partner.
don't you like my partner?